It is early on a Saturday morning, cold and cloudy, and the weather forecast promised more of the same. But that does not discourage this group of nearly 50 volunteers. Ken Sturm is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at the Canaan Valley National Wildlife Refuge.
What we're going to be doing today is planting native red spruce trees back onto the refuge for the purpose of reestablishing a historic plant community that used to occur in great abundance.
After preliminary instructions, the group heads for a now protected area in the Canaan Valley in West Virginia to plant nearly 7,000 trees. Many more thousands will follow through the year.
Pay attention to how deep they're planting the tree. You don't want the tree, this part of the root, sticking out of the ground.
The volunteers grab their gear and head out into a section of the forest to plant new trees. Red spruce are slow growers. Wildlife Service research indicates they can take 80 years to mature, and some can live up to 300 years. Red spruce once grew thickly in part of North America, until the early 1900s, when the timber boom and mining eliminated nearly all the forest. Fires destroyed what was left. Migratory birds, native species, the entire ecosystem changed. Again, Ken Sturm.
When they get older, they change their environment with them. They create more shading effects, which lowers the temperature and increases the humidities of the forest floor area. And so by growing these trees and creating conditions that change that microclimate underneath them, hopefully in the future, the places where we're planting these trees will become suitable habitat for this species that's threatened right now.
As the day goes by and we start to see many little trees around, the sky clears and the sun comes out.
And you wish him a happy life, and he'll grow big and tall.
Corey Bonasso is a forestry student at West Virginia University. He has organized volunteers for this event for the last 4 years. He says planting trees is like giving back.
I've had a lot of experience hiking through the mature spruce forests, and there's nothing like it. Look at this forest. This is deciduous, you know, a lot of sunlight coming in. But you walk into a spruce stand, and all the trees are straight, and it's dark. I mean, it's kind of like the spooky dark woods and moss everywhere. It's just really green and a really magical place.
The group breaks for lunch and celebrates the good weather. Most of the new trees have been made available through grants from American Forest, a nonprofit organization. Deborah Gangloff is its executive director. She says American Forest has planted 25 million trees since 1990.
All the projects that we do are community-based, community-developed, community-implemented. We don't send trees around the country. We really want those trees grown locally.
Gangloff says many projects focus on areas that suffer large wildfires or in regions